Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. We'll have Hal Gill join us in just a second. You want to win tickets to a Preds game? Be listening to Robbie and Rexford tomorrow morning for Preds Pick to Click. All you have to do is guess a Preds goal score, and if they put the puck in the back of the net, you win. It's that simple. Be listening tomorrow morning for the cue to call on Robbie and Rex Road. They're not going to tell you the time. You just got to be listening, and you have a chance to win. Let's bring in Hal Gill, Predators analyst, who is on the line with us as the Preds back in action tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. Overall, Skillsy, I had a little bit of a hiccup Saturday night in Anaheim, but you got to like the win streak that they were on and the way this team's been playing overall.
Yeah, I think they were clicking. I'm not sure what happened. Anaheim was a weird game. They just lost coverage and thought they had some jump early on, and it just fell apart. But they've been playing well. I think they have good line combos, and the D have been good, adding to the offense. So they look good. I'm hoping that was just a little, a tough little break there in Anaheim, and then they're right back at it with Vancouver.
I will ask you this, though, because we kind of saw it obviously here against the Sharks, and then they had the largest comeback, the 4-goal deficit in franchise history, and won that game. And then, they've kind of had times this year with UC Saros where he's maybe struggled a little bit. What do you think's up with him, or is it simply just, this is just kind of how the year has gone, and he, of course, is a part of that.
Yeah, I think there's part of that. I feel like as a player and certainly as a goalie, you make a little mistake and it's in the back of your net. And, sometimes little mistakes add up and then it gets your confidence a little bit. And then you're second guessing where you should be and what you should be doing. And it kind of snowballs and you just got to get it right. And I feel like I don't think Juice has been awful by any stretch. I just think he's going through something and he's got to dial it back in. But that's part of what being a pro is going through a slump and fighting through it.
Talking to Hal Gill this morning on the People's Show, the Chase and Big Joe Show. Hal, they have 10 one-goal losses, and you always talk about the hockey gods. If you flip that around, we're like, hey, they're pretty competitive. It just shows you how tough it is, to win in the NHL, but 10 one-goal leads, man, that's something you look at. They played tough, but it didn't go their way in the end. How do you kind of bounce over that and just keep grinding away?
I think they've had a pretty good attitude of, you look around the NHL and there's drama. You lose and there's drama. Rangers are doing it. Vancouver certainly has done it and is still doing it with their saga going on. The Preds have backed each other up, and I've been impressed with that. And I'm certain that there's spats in the locker room. When you lose, you fight your teammates, but it hasn't become a thing. I think that's something that's impressive, and I think that's because they know that they've been right in it. They've been in battles, and they're just not getting the breaks. And so they're not hitting the panic button. So credit to Trotsky, Bruno, and then certainly the players for kind of sticking together and hoping that they come out of this as a unit rather than having it break them apart.
I just, they play Vancouver tomorrow night, then they go on the road. Well, they play two of the next three on the road, but three against Eastern Conference. Is that an advantage for the Preds? Might be an advantage for the teams in the Eastern Conference that you only see twice a year, so the Preds might have that advantage as well, and they can take on Buffalo and Pittsburgh and Ottawa?
Yeah, it's funny because, obviously if you want to crawl back in the playoffs, if you're going to win games, you want to win games against, the Western teams, right? If you want to make the playoffs, you're probably going to have to bump Vancouver out. And so I think you need to make sure there's a focus on those. But I do think there's, when you're playing against a team, like Buffalo that you see twice a year and Pittsburgh you see twice a year, you kind of go out and you don't worry about their game. You're only seeing them once. And so there's not a lot of backstories with it. And so you can kind of go out and play your game and just play the way you want to play and not worry about too much about, what they're doing. And so I think you can dial in your game and focus a little bit more on your own game.
They have six games remaining before they take that break, before the Four Nation hockey tournament, whatever that's called. Six games. Realistically, Hal, I know you want to win all six, but to keep this train going and to have a shot, do you need to at least win four of these? Five?
I think you got to be looking at, you know, I think if you want anything to happen and you want to stay relevant, you got to win at least four. But I think five, you know, there's going to be one game that's not going to go your way. Even if you're playing the best hockey, I feel like that's just the nature of the game. And obviously, everyone wants to win six. But I think you got to be looking at the numbers five. And if you get four, it's you're still in the conversation. But below that, you're out. So there's certainly an urgency. They're not in a position where they can expect to lose games and still be in the mix.
Is there, Hal Gill is with us, is there a little bit more urgency, though? Because, you know, obviously the trade deadline is approaching. That's something that Barry Trotz has to look at and probably will look at with his team in the position they're at. And so, you know, does it ever get uncomfortable in the locker room of guys knowing that, hey, this could be our last game together before one of us gets dealt?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very – when you win, everything's great, and you go through and you're building those bonds, and when you're losing, it's like, oh no, like if we lose another game, my best friend might be gone tomorrow. You know, like I didn't realize that when I was younger, and so I'm hoping a lot of these guys don't realize that. But then, you know, every once in a while you'll take a short one or two game road trip and someone will pack all of their whole wardrobe would be two bags and ready to go, because you're on the trade block if you lose a game and you're going to be gone and you're prepared for it. And it's a kind of a crappy part of the business, but that's exactly what it is. If you don't win, things change.
Yeah, for sure. So hopefully they can get the winning ways going again tomorrow night when they're in action back at Bridgestone Arena against Vancouver in a playoff rematch. Skillsy, appreciate it as always. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Can I get one last thought in?
Of course you can.
Just something I want people to think about. You know, Juice of the conversation was like, okay, his numbers are going down, and you know he's not the player that you know you signed to the big contract, and there's concern there. And I just wanted to remind you guys that you know Pekarinen was I remember he was going in to get hip surgery. And he was getting older, and his numbers were down. And then he turned around and won a Vezina a couple of years after that. So I want you guys. Things change. Players go through ebbs and flows, and I think Juice is going through that. So don't quit on him. I remember being in Boston, hearing people say that Tom Brady has lost his edge, and he's not the quarterback he used to be. And then he won another one with the Patriots, and then took off and won with the Bucs. So you know. The athletes go through this, and you got to be patient with it.
Yeah, and I also think the Preds are in a great position to, you know, if he is having a little bit of a down spell, that Anadin, that has been a great acquisition for this
team.
He's
been great, yeah.
So
that's why you have him there, so he can ride through that. So yeah,
for sure.
Stay with it. Stay the course, boys.
We will stay the course. Thanks, Skillsy.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Hal Gill joining us here on the program, as he does every Tuesday at 9:30, and I agree with him on that you got to just keep powering through for sure. We'll have much more coming here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Plus, we'll have your chance to win tickets to the game tomorrow night.
Which is a
8 o'clock game. It's a later game because of TV in Canada. So it's blame Canada, I guess. But
I'd
that's
love
okay.
To blame Canada.
Yeah, but that's okay. Do we want to do this now, or do we want to make the people work for it here in a minute?
Let's make them work for
okay.
it, man.
Well, be listening for your opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see the Preds in Vancouver tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. We'll have more coming. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.